That's right. It's 10 minutes past 8. You're listening to Radio Life and Style. And as promised, on the line with me right now, our intrepid local investigative journalist, Penny Faree, who has been boots on the ground this morning, trying to get a sense of how protest action is unfolding in and around Bulito, Kwadukuza, with the March and March banner flying. Let's get a perspective. Penny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mark, and morning, everyone. Yes, we have been going around Bulito. We've done the main route on the R102. We've gone to the north side, going on to Stanga, Kwadukuza, and the other side. And at the moment, everything is clear. All the highways in Durban up to Richards Bay are clear, and I've seen a lot of taxis still operating as normal. However, you have noticed there's a notable quietness in the streets. And on every street corner, you'll see some sort of private security company car that is on standby. So there's a very strong private security presence, and they have been mobilizing with the Mhlali SAPS, the KDM patrollers, and a number of key role players who've been brought in to ensure that our region does remain safe and everyone right now is on high alert. So there's been nothing at the moment, no reported activities other than a small group of protesters that started in Shaya Moya. They started at 3 o'clock this morning, and they will be moving through the town, going to Nkombongo and ending up at Sharkers Kraal. Now, those are the three wards. Ward 8, 23, and 28. Ward 8, 23, and 28. They collectively having their own little, movement in support of the wider movement of March and March, which is actually happening in Durban this morning.
Wow. Well, thanks for giving us the picture as it stands for now, yes. Penny. Any indication or word at this stage on if there is a main group of protesters planning a route through our immediate strip?
Yes, yeah, in Bulito. Right now, not. So the final group is going to be congregating in Sharkers Kraal. You know, I am in Sharkers Head right now. I'm actually parked outside Sharkers Head, the informal settlement. It's very quiet. There are no traders operating. So obviously everyone is on standby and high alert. And this has been a hot spot, obviously, from previous 2021, the looting, which a lot of the people from the informal settlement were part of the looting that happened, which obviously was prevented from all our security clusters in Bulito. And I know this is quite a very controversial informal settlement, because there are a lot of foreigners living in the settlement, and there's been a lot of tensions in the coming weeks that have developed from this settlement. So we are monitoring on each side of the highway, off the R102. There are patrols from private security. I've seen RPCs. There's a lot of the private security companies all along the R102. So obviously they are monitoring it. But right now there are no indications that there will be something happening in Bulito, but we will be staying on this and monitoring the conditions and obviously reporting as they unfold.
Well, thank you, Penny. We'll be definitely keen to keep the lines tight, as they say, and should anything noteworthy bubble up, we'll be getting back on the line with you. And in the meantime, thanks for keeping your watchful eye, your boots on the ground, and stay safe out there. We'll touch base as the day rolls on.
Thanks, Mike.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. Investigative journalist Penny Faree reporting from the streets in and around our KZN North Coast corridor, and giving us the picture right now, quiet as it is. We're hoping that it stays that way. And should anything develop, you'll get it right here on Radio Life and Style.